Well, the good news is it's warmed up 15 degrees. The bad news is we started at 0 degrees.
Yeah, and the wind chill has probably got it way back down below zero.
We're in Addison County at Dead Creek Wildlife Management Area, and the reason we're here is because
we're crazy.
We're looking out at huge fields that look a lot like the tundra.
Right, and we are looking for really what is turning out to be a needle in a haystack, but is a beautiful bird. We're here looking for the snowy owl.
I like to think of them as sort of the ghosts of the north. These white owls sneak down out of the north in the late fall, and, you know, they think it's Florida here. This is summertime for them.
Oh, my goodness.
And Addison County here is a great place to find snowy owls because it looks like the Arctic right now, and it kind of feels like
the Arctic.
These big fields here at Dead Creek are a perfect place to find snowy owls as they're looking around hunting for small mammals like voles and things to eat.
And when you think about their breeding area, right, up in the Arctic tundra, this is really a great place to winter for them. What they eat during the breeding season when they're up in the Arctic area is mostly lemmings. So if you think of like a miniature guinea pig or a small rodent, that's really what they tend to feast on. However, if there aren't a lot of lemmings around, they'll eat just about anything that they can catch. When the male is sort of courting his mate, he does an aerial dance, and oftentimes he will do this aerial dance with a dead lemming in his mouth, sort of as an offering to the female. And I don't know, I thought that was pretty sweet.
Here's
right?
a nice hunk of road meat, honey.
Romantic in the bird world.
Yeah, the thing about lemmings up in the Arctic in the breeding season is that they're cyclical. So about every 4 years, somewhere in the Arctic, you'll have a big year for lemmings. And when you have a big year for lemmings, you're going to have a big year for snowy owls. They tend to have a lot more young and are a lot more successful at fledging those young.
And, you know, in a usual year, they'll have 3, 4, 5 eggs is how many they'll lay. But if we're talking about a good lemming year, they could actually lay up to 11 eggs.
These young, they have to feed them in the summertime while they're in the nest. They have to feed them something like, 1,800 to 2,500 lemmings in the summer are fed to those 9 or 10 nestlings. So that's a lot of meat.
Right. So if you've got a good lemming year, though, it's possible to raise 11 chicks.
And when they have good lemming years, we often have good snowy owl years down here in the wintertime.
It's what we call an eruption.
Years ago, we used to think that we got eruptions of snowy owls, these snowy owls drifting southward, when there wasn't a good year of lemmings up there. We thought they didn't have enough food in the north, so they'd leave the Arctic, come down here to places like the Champlain Valley or along the coast where there's big open areas that look like the tundra, and feast here until they can go back to the Arctic in the following spring. But actually, we get lots of snowy owls after years when there's really big years of lemmings.
And if you think about that, that makes a lot of sense because if they're raising a lot of young, those young have to go out somewhere and they've got to found food. And so, you know, the more snowy owls there are, the further afield they all have to go.
Yeah, they get chased out by the adults basically in the fall. So where do they go? South. And so when there's a big year, we have a big year of mostly juvenile snowy owls here.
Well, and in 2013, 2014, which has been an amazing snowy owl year.
That was an epic year.
Right, that was amazing. We had snowy owls all the way down in, you know, northern Texas and Oklahoma, even in Florida.
Even North Florida. This year, it's a pretty darn good snowy owl year. By a quick estimate, here in the Champlain Valley in the Addison region, there's probably 8 or 9 snowy owls in this region, which sounds like a lot, but when you're trying to find a white owl across the whole county in these open fields, it's right. tough to find them right now. So what we've been doing this morning is scanning the fence posts, the telephone poles, even the tops of barns, looking for a white owl.
And we've seen a lot of interesting stuff since we've been here,
We've
right?
seen a lot of other cool birds, but unfortunately not the snowy owl yet. But today it's a little tough with the snow because we're looking for a white owl and a white world.
Snow. You know, basically, I want you to try and imagine what we're looking for. We're looking for a large, rounded, so you don't see ear tufts on these owls, but a large, rounded, white owl. Most of the snowy owls that we're going to see here are actually going to have some black or brown markings on them because they're juveniles.
This thing is so fun to find because it is a huge owl. It's as big as a great horned owl, slightly bigger even. Its wingspan is as wide as you are tall, Sarah.
Exactly,
it's a big
about.
Owl.
And they weigh about 4 pounds, so that makes them, by weight, the biggest North American owl. And they look like it, too. They're large, they're chunky, they even got feathery legs as well to help keep them warm in the climates in which they live. So really, we're scanning a flat area for a mound of brown and white markings. So good luck to us, Kent.
Well, when you do find them, what's really striking, too, is the yellow eyes. When they turn their head and stare at you, those yellow eyes in the snowy landscape are really shocking. It's a really beautiful sight.
And you don't usually see a lot of them together, either. These are solitary birds. They do tend to be territorial. So if you find one, it's pretty much a big deal. It's not like you're going to find five of them all in one spot, usually.
No, and there's, and you know, one thing to think about, too, as we're out here looking for them, is the etiquette of what to do when you do find them.
That's true.
People get really excited for good reason because they're beautiful birds. They're amazing and graceful. But sometimes people can get carried away and approach too closely to the owl and chase it a little bit. And what you want to do is make sure you stay back when you find one out here. If the owl starts to juke its head a little bit or get antsy, you're too close. You got to back up.
Right.
We used to think these were mostly diurnal birds, that they were hunting in the daytime. And it turns out they do that sometimes. But using fancy radio tags on them that actually get GPS points, we now know that at nighttime they're really active. They're hunting a lot. Out here in Addison County, they're mostly hunting probably for meadow voles and other small mammals out here, probably mostly at night. And we're finding them in the daytime when they're just sitting there kind of chilling out, roosting.
We would like to be finding them during the daytime.
Yeah, we will. I'm just happy to be out here trying to find them and trying to keep my fingers from being too numb on my binoculars.
We did see some snow buntings.
We've seen everything that we should see out here in the wintertime. We've seen rough-legged hawks today, which
we
are also from the north.
A coyote running
across the
field. We saw
a coyote run across the field. So, you know, even if you don't find a snowy owl, you're going to find some cool stuff running around the valley here.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kat McFarland.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
I've got some hope we might still find an owl. Let's
I'm
go get some coffee,
here
and on the way we're going to find it.